Today's Amud is Chagiga Yud Chesamun Aleph. We're holding on Yud Chesamun Aleph, the second line from the top, Reish Lakish Amar. So we've mentioned so far two Makairis for the concept that there's Tashlumin by Shavuos, that there's 7 days of Tashlumin by Shavuos. We had Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshaya who said that the Makar is from Pesach. We learn that from Pesach, just like Pesach has 7 days for Tashlumin, so too Shavuos has 7 days. We also mentioned the Makar of the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who said that we learn it out from Ukrasem uvekutzurchem, that Ezu Chag, that you're Kairi vekaitzer by, it can't be Shavuos itself, it has to be the days of Tashlumin. And now says the Gemara of Reish Lakish Amar, a third Makar, similar to the Vera of Laza ben Yaakov, but here it's all from one Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'chag HaKatzir. It calls it Chag, and it calls it Katzir. So, Ezu Chag Shata Choygig V'Kaitzir Bay. Which Yantif is there that you're also allowed to be Kaitzir, you're allowed to harvest? Have Yomer Zatzeres. It's definitely referring to Shavuos. That's what comes out during that time of the year. But Amos, when? Ilema b'yamtiv, it's on yamtiv itself. Ktsir b'yamtiv mishari, are you allowed to be kaitzer on yamtiv? It's an eser malacha. El avu tashlumen, it must be referring to the days of tashlumen. So you see from here the makar that there's tashlumen for Shavuos. However, Amar Rabbi Yochanan argued that el me'ata, according to your way of darshaning and reading the pasuk, that which the Torah says chag ha'asif, it refers to it as chag ha'asif. Now, Ezu Chag Sheish Bayasifa, which is the Chag? That you do the gathering, when you start gathering all the grains, that have Yom Chag HaSukkos. That's during Sukkos. That's when you've already cut everything and everything's in the fields and you gather it in Sukkos time. So now, Amos, when exactly are you doing this Ma'amir? When are you gathering? Yilema B'yamtiv, Malacha B'yamtiv Mishari. We can't be talking about on the Yamtiv of Sukkos itself, because that's a Malacha, it's Ma'amir. Ela B'chula Shalmayit. It must be we're talking about Cholamayit Sukkos. That can't be either. Chol shalmayit mishari. Are you allowed to do malacha on chalamayit? Malacha on chalamayit is asr as well, especially coming off the heels of Maseches Mayit Kata not too long ago. We learned all about the halachis of chalamayit. And you say it is malacha on chalamayit is asr unless you have a heter. So it can't be talking about chalamayit either. Ella, how are you going to have to read the pasuk? Now we're really stuck because there's no even days of tashlumin to add. The days of tashlumin of Sukkos are the yamtiv itself and chalamayit. Now neither of those times is a mutter to do asifa. So Ella, what you're going to have to say is pshat in the pasuk. Ella, what you're going to have to say is that which Sukkos is referred to as chag asif. It just means chag abba bisman asifa. It's another name for Sukkos. It's chag asif. It's the chag that comes out during the asifa season, during the gathering season. So then, once we have this pasuk and al karchuk, that's the pshat in this pasuk. When it says chag asif, it just means it's another name for Sukkos. That Sukkos is referred to as the chag that comes out during the Asif season. So now going back to Reish Lakish's pasuk of Chag HaKatzir, I'll tell you that there also Hachanami Chag HaBa Bizman Ketzira. That's not a makar that there's days of Tashlumin. I could tell you that Chag HaKatzir is simply another reference to the Yom Tov of Shavuos, and it's called that because it's the Chag that comes out during the Ketzira season of the year, Bizman Ketzira. It doesn't mean that there's times of Shavuos, of the Tashlumin of Shavuos, that you're allowed to be Kaitzer. It's not a makar that there's Tashlumin. It's just another name for Shavuos, and even though you're not allowed to be Kaitzer on Shavuos itself, but it's the Chag that comes out during that time of the year. That's all the pasuk is coming to say. Now says the Gemara, Mechal de Tarvayu Sviruluhu de Chulo Shal Mayed Aser Basias Melacha. And this is going to really take us to the most of the way down of this Amud, that it's Mashma from Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish that they both agree that on Chulo Mayed a person is not allowed to do Melacha. So from Rabbi Yochanan it's Mefurish. Rabbi Yochanan said that the Pasuk Chag HaAsif cannot be referring to Chulo Mayed Sukkos because Chulo Mayed are not allowed to do Melacha. So that's Mefurish. Obviously Rabbi Yochanan held that Chulo Mayed is Aser Basias Melacha. And Rashi explains that from the fact that we don't see Reish Lakish arguing on Rabbi Yochanan and saying it's not true, you are allowed to do malach on chalamayit, it's mashma that Reish Lakish agrees to Rabbi Yochanan. They both agree that there's an iser malacha on chalamayit. And so now ask the Gemara minani mili. What's the makar that there's an iser malach on chalamayit? So says the Gemara, five different makaris. Says the Gemara, number one, the Tanur Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa, as Chag HaMatzah is Tishmar Shivas Yamim. It says you should be Shomer Pesach for 7 days. Shomer is Mashma and Isra Asiyas Malacha. So that's Limid Achulo Shomayit Shasr Basiyas Malacha. Divri Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia says that this is the Makar, the Cholamayit is Asr Basiyas Malacha. It says you should be Shomer Chag HaMatzah for 7 days. It's mashma even not on Yom Tov, even on Chol HaMoed. All 7 days, you're not allowed to do malacha. Rabbi Yonasan says, "Einai tzarach, you don't need this pasuk. Kavachaymer, I can learn out the iser malach and chol hamoed from a svara. Uma rishon v'shvi. When it comes to the first day of Yom Tov, and this, let's say the shvi shall Pesach, that there is an iser malacha. She'ein kedusha lefnei l'achareihen. There's no kedusha before the first day of Pesach. There's no kedusha after the seventh day of Pesach, and still it's aser basimus malacha, and still the first day and seventh day they have iser malacha, even though they're not surrounded by kedusha. So chulav shomayi." When it comes to Chol HaMoed, which is sandwiched in between 2 days of Kedusha, it's sandwiched between the first day of Yom Tov and the seventh day, so then surely it, the Chol HaMoed, should have an Isra Vasiyas Malacha. So that's the Svara that Chol HaMoed is Asr B'Malacha. To which the Gemara asks, it's not a good Kavachaymer. Sheishas Yemei Bereishas Yechichu. The 6 days of the week, besides Shabbos, that will show you that this is not true. Sheyesh Kedusha Lefnei L'Achareihen. There's Kedusha before the previous Shabbos. There's Kedusha after the Shabbos afterwards, that follows the 6 days. Umutar Basiyas Malacha. And even though the 6 days of creation, the 6 days of the week, are surrounded by Kedusha, still we say, Sheishas Yamim Tavoy Vasisa Kol Malach Techa, that you're allowed to do Malacha during the 6 days of the week. So you see that this is not a good svara that just because it's surrounded by kedusha that it should be aser basiyas malacha. To which the Gemara says, but yeah, but mal sheishes imei bereishes she'ein ben karba musaf. That might be because the 6 days of creation, they don't have a karba musaf. You don't bring a karba musaf during the week, so that's why there's no iser malacha. Taimar bechulo shomaye sheish by karba musaf, but cholamai which has a karba musaf, so it makes sense that it should carry with it also an iser malacha. Says the Gemara, just because it's a carbon musaf, it should carry with it an Isra Malacha. Rosh Chodesh Yechiach. I'll prove to you from Rosh Chodesh now like that. Because on Rosh Chodesh, Sheyesh by carbon musaf, we bring a carbon musaf on Rosh Chodesh. Umutter Basiyas Malacha. There might be Minog not to do Malacha, but Lamaisa, there's a Heter Asiyas Malacha on Rosh Chodesh. So you see that there's no Svara like you're saying, that just because on Rosh Chodesh there's a carbon musaf, that there should be an Isra Malacha. Rosh Chodesh, there's a carbon musaf. And yet still, there's no Isra Malacha. So as the Gemara says, yeah, but Mal Rosh Chodesh she'ein karoy mikra kodesh. I mean, the Gemara really right now, Taisus points out, could have said, yeah, but Chol HaMoed is different because Chol HaMoed, number one, is surrounded by Kedusha, and number two, it has a Karba Musaf. That's something that you don't have by the 6 days of the week, and that's something that you don't have by Rosh Chodesh. Chol HaMoed has both advantages. It's surrounded by Kedusha, and it has a Karba Musaf. L'maisa, the Gemara says a different Taina, says the Gemara, Mal Rosh Chodesh she'ein karoy mikra kodesh. The reason why Rosh Chodesh doesn't have an Isra Malacha is because it's not called Mikra Kodesh. Taimer Bechulu Shalmayit Shekari Mikra Kodesh. The Torah says it's Mikra Kodesh, and the Medrash Darshan, it's referring to Chol HaMoed. So, and apparently Rabbi Yonasan has his drasha as well, that the Chol HaMoed is called Mikra Kodesh, and therefore Hayel Vekari Mikra Kodesh Dinu Sha'asr Basiyas Malacha. Since it's called Mikra Kodesh would make sense, it should come with it an Isra Malacha. Rosh Chodesh is not called Mikra Kodesh. The 6 days of the week is not called Mikra Kodesh. Chol HaMoed, which is called Mikra Kodesh, so that's the Makar that it's Aser Basiyas Malacha. So far we have two Makaires. We have Rav Yeshaya says that the Makar is from Chag HaMatzah is Tishmer Shavis Yamim, and now we have Rav Yonasan who says that it's from Mikra Kodesh. Says the Gemara. Now Tani Idach, we learned in another Braisa, a third Makar for the Iser Asiyas Malacha on Chol HaMoed. The Braisa says like this. Kol melechas avoido loy sasu, says you're not allowed to do any malacha. Limi rachulu shalmayi chaser basiyas malacha differ Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Rabbi Yosi Aglili says that this is the makar that Chol HaMoed is aser b'malacha, because the pasuk says kol melechas avoido loy sasu, that you're not allowed to do malacha. Now really the makar is because then the next pasuk continues shivas yamim takrivu isha l'Hashem. So we darshan from the fact that it says kol melechas avoido loy sasu right before shivas yamim, that what's going on the shivas yamim, that all 7 days there's an iser of kol melechas avoido loy sasu, that you're not allowed to do malacha. So that's Rabbi Yosi Aglili, that's a third makar now, that there's an iser asiyas malacha on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Kiva says a fourth makar, in tzarech, you don't need this one. Harehu aimer, eilu mayadei Hashem. The pasuk says, eilu mayadei Hashem, v'gaimer, so b'ma'akasa medaber, what are these mayadim that are aser basiyas malacha? In Berishon, if we're talking about the first day of Yom Tov, Harei Kvar Nemer Shabbosin, the Pasuk already says Shabbosin. In Bishvi, or some of the Gersa Bishmini, if it's talking about the eighth day of Sukkos, Harei Kvar Nemer Shabbosin. The Lashon of the Pasuk is, talking about Sukkos, it says, B'yoyim HaRishon Shabbosin, U'v'yoyim HaShmini Shabbosin. So the first day in the eighth day of Yom Tov, it already tells us that there's an Issur Malacha. So what's this Pasuk telling us? Eilu Mayadei Hashem, that there's an Issur Malacha. Ha'ina Kasav Medaber Ela B'chulosh. It must be referring to Chol HaMayit in the Lamdecha to teach us Sha'aser Ba'asiyas Malacha, that there's an Isser Malacha. So now we have four Makairis for the Isser Malacha in Chol HaMayit. Says the Gemara now a fifth, Tani Idach, we learned in another Braisa. The Pasuk says, Sheishas Yamim Toicha Matzah Sivyoyim HaShvi Atzeres LaShem. It says 6 days in Matzah, the seventh day is Atzeres LaShem. Shvi Yishal Pesach is Atzeres LaShem. It's Aser B'Malacha. So we darsh from here, Mashvi Atzer, just like the seventh day is Atzer, is Aser B'Malacha. So too, Av Sheishas Yamim Atzer, and so too the 6 days, we darsh in the Smichos, the fact that's written in the same Pasuk, we make a Hekish from the 6 days of Yom Tov to the seventh day. That just like the seventh day is Atzeres, is Aser B'Malacha. So too the 6 days are Aser B'Malacha. Ask the Gemara, Yimashvi Atzer B'Chol Malacha, Av Sheishas Yamim Atzurin B'Chol Malacha. So maybe we should darshan that if the seventh day is Aser and all Malacha, so too Chol HaMayit has a complete Iser Malacha, Mamish, just like Yom Tov. So that the Torah says that no, the seventh day is Atzeres, which has the mashmais that a shvi atzer b'chol malacha, ve'ein sheishas yamim atzurim b'chol malacha, that only the seventh day has a complete iser from all malacha, but the other 6 days, Chol HaMayit, does not have an iser of all malacha. It only has partially an iser. There's a part iser malacha and a part not iser malacha. So what do we do now? Now we darshan from the pasuk that Chol HaMayit is on the one hand aser b'malacha. On the other hand, it's not like the actual Yom Tov. It's not an aser and as many malachis as Yom Tov. So what do we do now? Says the Gemara, says the Braisa, Halei Masr Nakasav Ela Lechachamim. The Torah gave it over to the Chachamim, Laimar Lach Eze Yom Aser Eze Yom Mutter, exactly which days are Aser and all Malacha, which days are Mutter, meaning the Yom Tov is Aser and Chol HaMayit has a Terim, and Eze Malacha Asura Veze Malacha Muteris, which Malachis are Aser and which Malachis are Mutter, like Davar Aved, and the different Aterim that we spoke about when we learned Mesachas Mayit Katan, that this idea that there's all these Aterim is learned out from the Pasuk Batsam. Nice, it's a big Mechalikas Rishayim. Exactly, if the Isser Malacha is an Isser De'araisa, which would seem to be the Pasha Pshat of this Gemara, this whole Amud was drasha after drasha, Makairis from the Torah, that there's an Isser Malacha on Chol HaMayit, especially from Rabbi Yochanan, he said that Chag HaAsif cannot be referring to Chol HaMayit, because Chol HaMayit is Asif B'Malacha, so Chag HaAsif must be referring to Chag HaBob is Man Nasifa. Smashmer Lehedya from Rabbi Yochanan for sure, and Rish Lakish agreed that Malacha on Chol HaMayit is an Isser De'araisa, because he's saying it in the Pasuk, that that's why the Pasuk cannot be referring to Chol HaMayit. It can't be referring to Chol HaMayit because Chol HaMayit is Aser B'Malacha. Smashma Chol HaMayit has an Issur D'Oraisa to perform Malacha. That would seem to be the Pashas of our Gemara. L'Maisa, there are Mekairis that are Mashma that Chol HaMayit is only Aser Midrabanan. There's a special Yerushalmi. Taisus over here brings it, Dibramas V'Chul Shal Mayit. L'Maisa, Taisus proves that it's only Dirabanan and all these Psukim were just Asmachtais. It's big Machoikis Rishayinim. Bez Hashem will discuss it in D'Oraisa L'Halacha at the end of the week. Says the Gemara Vayter now, a few more lines. The Mishnah had said, "Mutarim behesped v'tainis shol l'kayim as divrei ayin atzeres achar Shabbos." We mentioned in the Mishnah that when Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, so then everybody agrees, even Beis Hillel agrees, you're not allowed to bring the karbanos on Yom Tov. The karbanos achai cannot be brought on Shabbos since Yom Tov fell out on Shabbos. So you cannot bring them on Shavuos itself. You have to bring them only after Shabbos on Sunday. Now, being that the Tzedukim held that Shavuos always has to fall out on a Sunday, so this looks very bad. It looks almost like we're pushing off Shavuos to Sunday. So to show that we're not going like the Tzedukim, Chazal said that it's mutter behesped uvetainis, the Kohen Gadol doesn't wear his special Yom Tov clothing, in order to show that we're not really making it Yom Tov, we're not really making it Shavuos, we're not being like the Tzedukim, it just happens to be that this is the day that we have to bring the Karbanos. Now I asked the Gemara, really, on this day, on this makeup day of Sunday, There's a heter to give a hesped, v'atanya, but we learned in the Braisa that Maisa umeis Alexa b'lud. There was a story, there was a chacham named Alexa who was nifter in Lud, v'nichnusu kol Yisrael l'saifdai, and everyone in Klal Yisrael went to be masped Alexa, and v'loy hanicham Rabbi Tarfon didn't allow them to be masped Alexa. Why not? Mebnei sheyamtiv shelat zeres haya. Because it was Shavuos, it was yamtiv. Now ask the Gemara, that can't be. Yamtif Salkadaitav, do you really believe that it was Yamtif? On Yamtif, Ibi Yamtif, Mikasu, would everybody be coming out of the Tchum and or because of giving a Hespin on Yamtif? Everybody knows you can't give a Hespin on Yamtif. So of course nobody would have come if it was Yamtif. Everybody knows that Yamtif is Asr and giving a Hespin. So it can't be it was Mamish, the Yamtif of Shavuos, Ela'ema Mimnesha Yom Tavayach Haya. It was the Yom Tavayach. It was the makeup day of Shavuos. It was that Sunday. So and what do you see? That Reb Tarfon stopped them from giving a Hespin. So how could we have in the Mishnah that it's mutter to give a hesped? We have this braisa that Reb Tarfon stopped them and he didn't allow them to give a hesped. So says the Gemara, what would l'chayr be the obvious tarot? It's difficult to understand even what the Gemara's kasha was. Says the Gemara, le kasha kan be yomtiv shechal yais achar shabbos, kan be yomtiv shechal yais b'shabbos. If yomtiv falls out during the week, so then, Achara Shabbos, Yom Tov fell out during the week, and for whatever reason, people didn't bring their carbon. So then they bring it on the makeup day, they bring it on the Yom Tovayach, and the Yom Tovayach is taka aser in giving a hesped. Because it's during the week, we don't have to show that we're not being like the tzedukim. But etzem, a makeup day for Shavuos is a chash of a day, and we should treat it like a yom tif, and it has an iser tainis, it has an iser hespin. It's only when Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, and we're pushing Shavuos, the karbanis of the chag, off until Sunday, so that's when it looks bad, and we make it mutter and hespin betainis. That's what the Mishnah is saying. But the story with Reb Tarfon, that was when Shavuos fell out during the week, the mail of the yom tevayach was taka aser and hesped. It was taka aser and tainis, and that's why Reb Tarfon stopped them. So there's no kasha from Reb Tarfon to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah, which said that it's mutter basbedu tainis, was specifically speaking about the case that Shavuos fell out on Shabbos and the karbanis got pushed off to Sunday, and we make it mutter to show not like the tzedukim.